وستيلنا تريبل فور القرآن العظيم and the benefits of القرآن العظيم. This is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon all of us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granting all of us by القرآن العظيم كتاب الله سبحانه وتعالى فيه شفاء لما في الصدور. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran in many ayat that the Quran has a healing for actually for everything actually in your heart and even for the disease mentally, physically. Al Quran is the best, but we need from effort to be honest with you. When you use Al Quran for shifa, you have to be uncertain, you have to believe it, you have to have a faith that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, you may not have it your answer right away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may delay the answer, but you have to believe it. Al-Quran al-Azim, فيه شفاء لما في الصدور. As we study before, inshallah ta'ala, in Surah Yunus, the number 9 in the page, in Surah Yunus. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الناس قد جاءتكم موعظة من ربكم وشفاء لما في الصدور وهدى ورحمة للمؤمنين.
Surah Yunus number 10, verse number 57. O mankind, there has to come to you instruction from your Lord and healing for what it is in the breast and guidance and mercy for the believers.
French.
Surah Yunus.
My surah.
Surah number 10, verse number 57. O Jean, une exhortation vous est venue de votre Seigneur, une guérison de ce qui est dans les poitrines, un guide et une
miséricorde pour les croyants. Okay. We understand from this ayah from Surah Yunus, Surah number 10, 57. The message for not Allah did not say ya ayyuhal mu'minun, ya ayyuhal nas. Message for all mankind, Muslim and non-Muslim. That's why actually when we somebody converted to Islam, we give him the Quran. Because Quran has a healing. If we know the value of the Quran, you will never leave the Quran. Especially in Ramadan. Every single lara equal to 700. Equal alif lam mim, that's 3 lara. Each lara has 700. 700 times Allah reward you give with good deeds. Read Al-Quran, make a word for you. Certain chapter every day to read Al-Quran, especially in Ramadan, the month of Al-Quran. The month has a healing. Month has a shifa. So instruction came from the Quran. Instruction came from the Quran all the time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that. It's a guidance for all mankind. Allah, He guide us to know Al-Halal, to know Al-Haram, to know the forbidden, to know the lawful, to know the law of inheritance. Everything has a shifa. Everything has an instructions. Come from Al-Quran. And more than that, healing. Healing, subhanAllah, of what you have in your heart and in your chest. SubhanAllah. I would like to take you a trip first before you go for healing of Al-Quran with the part of Surah Al-Baqarah. يريد الله بكم اليسرى ولا يريد بكم العسرى. Line number 4 in Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah 185. Allah intended for you. What did Allah intend for us? What
Allah intends for you is, and that does not intend for you hardship.
Have some more from
me. And wants for you to complete the prayer to glorify Allah for what to you, for what to which He has guided you, and perhaps you will be grateful.
MashaAllah. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala say Allah intends for you ease and does not intend for you hardship. What does that mean? What does that mean when Allah told us like this? As we explained it last week, الرجل الكبير والمرأة الكبيرة, the old man and the old woman, they are not able to fast. If they fast, it's going to be hard for them. So we tell them what? Go and eat. And we don't ask them to pay back these days. You are old, sick, All the man, all the woman are sick, go and eat. You don't have to cause yourself hardship to fast. Allah prevent you from all, subhanallah, to fail in this kind of sickness and to be hard for you and to fast. La. Type. But we could cost you to pay for every single day to pay what? Fidya. To pay to feed indigent person. I don't have money. People ask me question this question. I don't have money. I'm not able to fast. And I don't have money. All the men and all the women, do you have any son? Yes, I have son. His son has to pay for it. Because this is, if you eat, fidya. Fidya. Eat fidya and you pay fidya. You have to pay fidya. Number two, the person who are in the temporary disease, suddenly he becomes sick, but he's able to actually later to fast, pay back. We tell him, eat in the month of Ramadan, and later on, when you became good, when you became pure, go ahead and fast, inshallah ta'ala. Al-mar'a al-hamil wal-murda, the breastfeeding woman, and also the pregnant. You fear about yourself? Yes. I'm weak. Okay. I fear about my child. Go and eat and repeat these days later. Inshallah ta'ala. You have to repeat. Not to be expiations. Inshallah ta'ala. So, there is no any problem for all of these people. Time. Now, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says in this part, يريد الله بكم اليسر ولا يريد بكم العسر. Allah intend for you ease and does not intend for you a hardship. طيب. Our deen is always yusr. Our deen, yusr. Yusr is mean ease. Do not ever make the deen exactly difficult. Some of the Muslim, they make it difficult for themselves. In this masjid, I have a sister. She got one, actually, they work here in Federal Plaza. And he became Muslim, he declared the Shahada in this Islam. When you don't know, actually, the deen very well, you'll be confused. So after he became a Muslim, the man, I figured later that he married her because he need her. He doesn't have intention for Islam. Because probably he received a wrong da'wah. I sit down with him in the first floor, and I give him da'wah, and he declared the shahada that day. But later, actually, the man, he married her. And she told me in the beginning, I'm not going to marry him. But later on, she married him. Then after that, after a while, after he married her for 2 months, the man became murtad. He left the whole religion. He dropped all of the Islam. He became murtad. Murtad means rejectors. Why? I spoke with him. Because I always send message for him, Quran, hadith, all the time. He told me, Sheikh, this woman, she drive me crazy. I said, what happened? He said, she told me, actually, I'm a new person. I don't know anything about Islam. When I married her, she told me, you have to fast Monday and Thursday. You have to fast 13, 14, 15 from every, exactly, Muslim, from every 13, 14, 15. You have exactly to go for every day. Haram, you have to stand up in tahajjud in the last part of the night. I have work in the morning. She told me, no, she would be turned. You have to. This is obligation. Wrong idea about Islam. Ya akhi, if we have any Muslim, new Muslim, he's not able to memorize Surah Al-Fatiha. No, in order that your salah to be accepted, you have to memorize Surah Al-Fatiha. You have to recite. He doesn't know how we read. He doesn't know Arabic. Yeah, I told them, subhanAllah, I save one like this, here in this masjid. Come, brother, stay in the line. Do not say anything. Yes, they said, do you exactly find difficult to say subhanAllah? Say subhanAllah, 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 subhanAllah. That's what I need from you. 1 year? Yes, 1 year. Some people, they take the idea about Islam with hardship. Islam is not a hardship. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu arda, he said, he reported this. I was with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam bath by of a well of water in the desert. A well of water in the desert. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told the man, the owner of the well, As-salamu alaykum, alaykum as-salam, rahmatullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, al-haban ya Rasulullah, welcome, messenger of Allah. Then the Prophet, he asked the owner of the well of water, do you have ma'? Do you have water to drink? He said, yes, na'am. I have water for you and your sahaba. Sayyidina Umar, he started to speak. قال يا رجل او مان اتمر السباع من عندكم the wild animal pass by of your the well of water with the wild animal has the nemaus followed by blood wild animal attacking other animal and if the animal comes and eat drink from this water he's gonna make the water what
polluted
what the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said what the prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam قال يا رجل don't answer Umar. Do not answer Umar. فإن عمر مطاع والله لا يحب المتنطعين. You Umar extremist sometime and Allah never loved those who are extremist. Sit down stare in the water. And he has the tools. And leave the water for half an hour to go between one by one. One by one. And the water is running. One by one. Ya akhi subhanallah alhamdulillah billah al-azim. Stay in the line of the day of the Jum'ah. I know what's happening here in the masjid. Big line in the day of the Jum'ah. What happened? Come over here, brother. Why you stay in the line? Why you stay in the line? I ask him, why you stay in the line? He said, because I have istinja. I want to make istinja. What's istinja, akhi? He said, what happens to instinja? He said, there is a gas, dry gas came out from me, and I need to go to the bathroom. Yaki, behind you, one of the brothers has a diarrhea. And he need to use the emergency water. He need to go for water to exactly the bathroom. But the brother has to stay in the line for instinja. Who told you have to go and clean your private part if you have a dry gas? Who told you that? Why you make it difficult for yourself? The deen is not like that. If dry gas came out from you during actually and break your wudu, there's nothing. You don't need to go to the bathroom. You go to the bathroom for two cases. In what? If you need to urinate, or you need what?
Number one or number two?
Number one or number two. That's it. There is no thing, call it number three gas. Guys, you need to go and clean yourself. Who told you that, ya akhi? So unless you feel actually the gas mixed with liquid. That is totally different. But the brothers, they make it very difficult for themselves. And when you advise them, astaghfirullah al-azim. La, ya akhi, ad-din yusr. Ad-din is the yusr. Yusr, subhanallah.
Make me free. When... The Prophet sent the governor in Yemen to teach them about Islam.
Yes.
What did he tell them?
The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam sent the Mu'az to Al-Yemen. You know Sayyidina Mu'az radiallahu anhu arda? By the mercy of Allah, he made the whole Yemen Muslim. One. Mu'az radiallahu anhu arda. He told them, ya Mu'az, go to Ahl al-Yemen. Fad'uuhum bila ilaha illallah. Just to teach them la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. فَإِنْ قَبَلُوا مِنْكَ ذَلِكَ if they accept the la ilaha illallah and they enter the Islam فَعْلِمَهُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ فَرَعَ عَلَيْهِمْ خَمْسُ صَلَوَاتِ Just tell them that Allah commanded them to pray five salah and he did not tell him to pray the sunnah. To make the sunnah. Only five fard salah. Five, not like the sister. Hajjud. Exactly, you have to make 11. You have to make 11 rak'ah every night. Every night, she drove him crazy. La hawla la quwwata illa billah. Only commanded them, Sheikh Mustafa, to pray five fard salah to the people, the new people in Yemen. فَإِنْ قَبَلُوا مِنْكَ ذَلِكَ if they accepted that, فَادْعُوهُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ فَرَضَ عَلَىٰ أَبُو عَلَيْهِمْ عَلَىٰ أَمْوَالِهِمْ زَكَاةً صَدَقَةً Tell them if they accepted the salah, tell them one by one. Tell them actually that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commanded them to pay sadaqah fi sabilillah. That's number two. فَإِنْ قَبَلُوا مِنْكَ فَأَعْلِمْ أَعْلِمْهُمْ. And exactly that Allah farad alayhim siyam Ramadan. That Allah commanded them to fast the month of Ramadan. If they accepted the salah and they accepted the zakah. Not someone, for example, somebody became a Muslim. Come over here. If you don't fast Ramadan, you will be the man or the woman never ever fasted before. No, you have to fast the whole Ramadan. Doesn't work like this, yaqi. So this is actually the deen of rahmah. Qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Look what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I bring the hadith for you. Yaqulu an-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam li-Abi Dharrin wa Mu'az. Yassira wa la tu'assira wa la tunaffira. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he told the Abu Dharr and Mu'az, yassira, intend actually ease, and do not intend hardship. ولا تنفرة. What is the meaning of تنفرة? It's mean leading the people to escape from the religion. To escape from the religion. He asked Sheikh Mustafa, as an example in da'wah. Take it easy with the people, ya akhi. Take it easy with the people. You don't tell them 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Someone became a Muslim. And he used to deal with riba. Interest. He has a bank of riba. Come over here. If you need to be a Muslim, you have to get rid of all your money. La hawla la quwwata illa billah al-azim. You have how many million? Have $20 million. You have to get rid of the 20 million. Who told you to do that? The money will never accept the Islam. Tell him, ta'ala, akhi. Whatever you earn from the interest before, while you wasn't a non-Muslim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you for that. But from now on, do not deal with the interest. But whatever you earn from the riba before, while you was kafir, you don't need to clean this money. Either way, you will never, because the man is attached to all of us. If he give away all the money, it's impossible. So we take the people step by step, inshallah ta'ala. So, قال صلى الله عليه وسلم بعثت بالحنفية السمحة. Allah send me with Hanafiya, not Abu Hanifa. Because one of the brothers, let me know, Sheikh Mustafa. One of the brothers said, the Prophet he was Hanafi. I said, what? what is that? Yes, the Prophet he was Hanafi. Yeah, what is that dalil, ya akhi? He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-An'am, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان إني وجهت وجهي للذي فطر السماوات والأرض حنيفا وما أنا المشركين. الله سبحانه وتعالى said in this ayah exactly, indeed I have turned my face toward who, ya sidi, toward he created the heaven and earth, inclining toward the truth. حنيفا يا أخي مسلما, not أبو حنيفا, يا جاهل, يا أبو جهل. Is not Hanifan here, that means Abu Hanifa. Who follow who? The Prophet follow Abu Hanifa, or Abu Hanifa follow the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He thought that Hanifan, that's Abu Hanifa. Jahiliyya. So when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah send me with Hanafiyya to Samha, it means the pure Islam to save the people from darkness. Hi. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم إذن الله لم يبعثني معنتا ولكن بعثني مُعَلِّمًا مُوَسِّرًا. Allah did not send me harsh or cause harm, but send me to teach and make things easy. قالت عائشة رضي الله عنها وأرضاها ما خير لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بين أمرين. Never ever the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم, he gave him two things except that he used the easy one. He never chose a hard one. But the people today, they make it difficult. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make this deen easy, not hard, subhanallah. Anytime you give the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam two choice, he use an easy one. Easy one all the time. We need to learn this, inshallah ta'ala. Wudu. in wudu. Very cold water. Very cold water. And this water gonna cause harm for you. So what you have to do? Go and make tayammum. Said, but the water is available. But the water is cold. If he put the water, the doctor, he told him, do not cold use cold water. No, he go and force himself with the cold water and to get more sick.
Yes.
Ya akhi, Allah yirtimal. Tayammum. A person in the hospital, he's not able to make a wudu. He's not able to make wudu. If he tells the nurse, oh, nurse, come, I need to make wudu. What's the nurse going to tell him?
Stay in
bed. What's the nurse going to tell you? So what do we have to tell him? So if you somebody can from his family member visit him that time, bring a towel. With a towel. And wash all the part of al-wudu. He has a valid wudu. He doesn't have to go to actually to have a tons of water and to cause harm for himself. No, he's not able to put the water at all. He need to pray. Pray without wudu. Would you imagine about this? Pray without wudu. Pray without wudu. ما جعل الله عليكم في الدين من حرج. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never made any impressive for you exactly upon you to have like a difficulty ship. Difficult ship. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. A woman. I'm just to give you this because I received the question. I'm answered to this question. A woman. She spent 40 years. 40 years. What she did? She thought that istihada is equal to hayd. What's mean istihada? Some of the women, sometimes she has a menses twice. Menses, the monthly period. Twice. The first one is real. Second one is fake. What we have to do is the second one istihada. If the woman she has more than once monthly period, tell her sister for every salah, go and clean yourself, clean your private part. You don't need to make shower. Make shower. Go and clean yourself, and the Sharia allow you to combine the two salah together. Zuhra and Asr to make it easy for you. Then after that, to make Maghrib and Isha, to make it easy for her, she doesn't need to go for ghusl. Every time she need to pray, go to ghusl, go shower. Who told you to do that? So she's allowed to fast, and she's allowed to pray during her fake menses, which you call it istihada. Istihada. And the woman, 4 years, can we tell her now? Because she thought it is hayd, it's menses. Can we tell her, go for 4 years? Repeat all your salah. Mm-hmm. Can we tell her, go and repeat all your salah? La ya akhi. She doesn't know. She is ignorant. She thought the second menses is equal to the first menses. La, it doesn't work like this. Tell her exactly, you are okay, sister, inshallah ta'ala. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take it, inshallah ta'ala, for you, inshallah ta'ala. And you are not allowed to fast. You are not allowed to pray because she was, subhanallah, that she doesn't know about anything. ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العظيم. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah ta'ala, they make it in that hajj. One second. They make advertising. Some of the travel agency. Pray 40 salah in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who told you have to go and pray 40 salah in the masjid of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? I am not going to Medina at all. I am not purposely. And I stay in Mecca. My umrah and my hajj will be accepted or not? Tell me.
Yes.
Tell me.
Yes.
But they said exactly, they bring a fabricated hadith. Where is the fabricated? In Fada'il al-A'mal. A book called Fada'il al-A'mal. What they said in this hadith, whoever visit actually Mecca and doesn't come to see me, that may hate me. He said, Subhanallah, I don't have time to go to Medina. I don't have time to go and for who told you 40 salah in Medina? Who told you have to perform 40 salah in Medina? Give me any dalil, any evidence. No. He heard from one of the a great scholar for the exactly the whole entire world who said, our Imam, he said, sir, who's your Imam? La ya akhi. Deen is yusr. Inshallah ta'ala tomorrow. continue our class بإذن الله تعالى to go for the healing of the Quran. How we use the Quran for healing with the trust of the word of Allah تبارك وتعالى, the trust of the messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم, and then إن شاء الله تعالى I will show you when you your child, your wife, your exactly yourself have any disease, has any problem, headache, not headache, pain or not pain, how we use the Quran إن شاء الله تعالى. Some people for example say take the Quran and put it in the water with ink. The Quran printed with ink. If you look for this here, it's ink.
They do that a lot.
Ink here. And they have this ink, something written with the Quran in ink, and pour it actually in the water. And then you have to mix it with the spoon. A spoon. In order to have the ink to be melted in the water. And then drink the water. And you don't have to worry about this ink damage your stomach or not. Can we do that? If you need the answer, you are inshallah ta'ala, come with me inshallah ta'ala for tomorrow, inshallah ta'ala for the class inshallah. Subhanak Allah wa hamdik, ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.
When it comes to the three different houses,